You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This play is about a group of flatmates, ranging in age from like early 20s to the eldest 30, which is myself. And it's an idle sort of Sunday, and they're getting ready for a flat dinner, and there's kind of like whispers in the background through, you know, news reports and stuff that they're all kind of, it's like they're not listening to it. They're kind of unaware, and that the world's going to end possibly, that a meteor is going to strike Earth and we're all going to die. And that slowly starts to resonate more and more with the cast, with the characters, and then tensions build and they turn nasty.
Okay. Now, something that I did pick out in the original press release was that there was also a touch on the perils of flatting. Can we go into that a little bit? Because obviously we're in a housing crisis, and particularly for students, or at least through their age range, or for anyone really, it can be difficult to find a home. So how much is this about flatting or finding a home?
It's set in a typical flat, so like they do have issues around the flat. Like one of the characters talks about how there's mold in the ceiling, which for most people flatting would have definitely experienced mold basically everywhere, and things being broken, the floorboards being, can I swear, fucked? I don't
Absolutely.
Know. Yeah. I'm just like, yeah, it's just a shit crumbling flat. And then that's kind of replicated, or it's kind of shown in the set design, which our production designer Kate Brown has made. Like the whole set is made out of crates, and she's painted it and weathered it back so it looks really dirty, almost like there's fingerprints and there's just dust everywhere, which is totally like every flat I've ever lived in. Yeah.
And also there's just going back to how you were saying, there's lines about references to the perils of flatting. Is my character, it says at the start that all these things, some of them are just too afraid to bring up because they're worried of rent increases or being kicked out, or just animosity with their landlord, which we all try to avoid.
Yeah.
So that's quite an interesting thing.
I like that. Well, those lines that actually really demonstrate what your reality of flatting is, but also just the fact that you've done it in the background, kind of like in this actual set design. It's just it's the location that you're in, and it's just a reality. And it's almost, I say background because it's sort of like, this is what it's like, and this is what we're used to, and this is what your home looks like now.
I think anyone that watches the show that has been flatting or is flatting is gonna relate to their situation, because not only is the flat falling apart, they're also like there's four people living there plus like a hanger-on,
right?
One of those people that is always at your house, and you're like, you're not paying rent, you don't live here, this is really like, and it's just causing a lot of flat tension. So I think it's quite relatable.
So the other issue is that the world is going to end, which is also a reality. Why is that important to talk about, or what are you kind of hoping people take away about that issue?
It's basically taking the biggest, like the highest stake that can possibly happen in anyone's life, and putting it on a 60-minute stage. Basically, once the play starts and you get to know these characters, it's like peeling apart like an onion or something, and you just get to know like what they're going through in their lives, and the secrets that they have from each other, and the things that they're doing that are potentially very harmful to themselves or to the people around them, the lies that they're carrying, the hopes that they have. Like, they're just sort of like normal people living these crazy roller coaster lives of emotion. And then when they find out that the world is ending, it's almost like a chance for them to put everything into perspective and go, what is important, what's not important, what do I hold on to, what do I let go of? And it's almost like, I guess we would hope that the audience watches the show and is like, what is going on in my life that's important, and what can I let go of?
And I guess, like, you could, like you said, it's just a big meta, you could take away the end of the world element, and then you've just got like a massive
flat drama.
Flat drama, yeah. it's just like a horror, you know, a horror movie where you could take away the horror elements, but then you've got like something underneath always that could stand alone, but it's just so much more interesting. And weirdly enough, like all these meteor stories have been like popping up in the news and lately. Yeah, it's kind of like the stars are aligned to kind of like promote our show. Like, you know, like, it's like yeah, it's strange. It's odd.
I just want to ask what the process of rehearsal is, because I suppose you probably are drawing on your own experience of flatting, maybe. And, yeah, in terms of just the cast in general, how you're interacting with each other, that sort of thing.
Well, in terms of rehearsal time, we've been doing about 15 hours a week. The cast are getting along swimmingly. And I guess we all can kind of relate to our characters in a way. I mean, I am playing my age and I am quite older than the rest of the cast. I guess I'm drawing on my experience of, you know, at this point in my life, wanting my own place.
Right.
But not being able to afford my own place. So trying to make a flatting situation as homely as possible, but that's kind of out of your control when you've just got to get somebody in to help pay the rent. And so I guess my character pots around trying to make things as homely as possible, and in the process kind of, you know, butts heads with people. We always described him as kind of like the Monica of the...
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I did want to touch on as well that the play is sponsoring Youth Line. So how does that work and why?
So $10 of every ticket on the Thursday night show is going to go towards Youthline, and also they are always open for donations and just general support. So yeah.
Why Youthline?
When we were talking about putting on the show and looking at what like a lot of the major themes were and the things that the characters were struggling with quite a bit, they're universal and relatable, but they're also topics that we talk about but probably not enough. And they're sort of struggling with a lot with their mental health and addiction and feeling isolated and a little bit wayward in life. And it just seemed like the show itself had something quite universal that I think a lot of people in New Zealand of any age could relate to. And I don't know, I think we were just like, why not bring Youthline into it and make it like a mutually beneficial thing for them, and then we can do this cool show as well.
Yeah, I think Youthline has been popping up in more conversations through Fringe this year in terms of like sponsorship and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Youthline is facing, a crisis almost.
Yeah.
Not only in obviously what they're dealing with, but the lack of funding,
yeah.
And the higher demand in what they do.
Yeah.
Right?
They definitely are one of the most important services in New Zealand that I think just need a lot of support from the public, because everyone needs help. And yeah, they're sort of facing a little bit of a crisis financially, I think, funding wise. And it's anything that we can do to just like raise some awareness towards like mental health organisations is very important.
95BFM Podcasts. 95BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B-card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.